Genesis 46, 31 and 32 says, "And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me, and the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have." In our previous 19 or so About Jesus devotionals, we've discussed the many ways that Joseph serves as a type foreshadowing the life of Jesus more than 1,700 years before Jesus was born. In Genesis 46, 31 and 32, we see that Joseph brought his family down to Egypt from Canaan, and they were a family of shepherds. When Jacob, now known as the man Israel, arrived in Egypt with his shepherd sons, he found his long-lost son, Joseph, to be the ruler of Egypt. In his role as regent king in the second chariot under the authority of Pharaoh alone, Joseph was ruler over all, including over his own brethren, those shepherds, when they arrived. As our text says, "And the men are shepherds." And that would make Joseph the chief of these shepherds, or the chief shepherd. And that's exactly how Peter refers to Jesus in 1 Peter 5:4. And if you read the text, take note of the capital S in your King James Bible on the word shepherd when we read, "And when the chief shepherd," capital S, "shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Jesus is the chief shepherd. He rules over his shepherds who pastor and lead the flock. In the same way, Joseph was the chief over all in Egypt, including his brethren, who were the shepherds of Israel. As Peter said, we look forward to standing before our chief shepherd when we will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away. Our chief shepherd will receive the church at the time of the rapture. He will, in effect, receive all of us sheep, but don't push the biblical imagery of our being sheep too far, because we too are to be shepherds under the chief shepherd. We're to preach the gospel and be used by the chief shepherd as his under shepherds, gathering those believers who are now sheep into his fold under his direction. So there's no separation taking place at the rapture, but a gathering together that's taking place. Paul says this in 2 Thessalonians 2:1, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him." And that gathering to the chief shepherd prior to the time of the great tribulation is also described by Paul further in verses 16 and 17 of 1 Thessalonians 4. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's the type and shadow we see of Jesus in Joseph, the chief shepherd in Egypt, along with the nearly 20 other word pictures in type and shadow found in Egypt, found in Genesis, in the account of the life of Joseph that we've already looked at. And we also note that Joseph would have been in the position of the great shepherd, not just chief shepherd, but great shepherd, as he ruled over all the other shepherds in Egypt. And so we see that Paul referred to Jesus in Hebrews 13, 20 and 21, saying, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." As shepherds, herding in the sheep with the gospel, we give all praise and glory to our chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. And you know, I say this over and over, but it's just true, and I have to say it over and over. We cannot wait to stand in his presence. We pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And that could happen at any moment. So be ready, be watching, and we're supposed to occupy till he comes. Be busy until that moment comes when we'll be gathered together in the sky with our chief shepherd, Jesus.